You think back over the last quarter. If you were a coast-to-coast airline, you think it'd probably be tough. There were hurricanes and mudslides and fires. I think there was an outbreak of locusts someplace. But the fact is, Southwest Airlines reported earnings that were better than expected on the bottom line, record revenue. And Gary Kelly's the CEO of Southwest Airlines, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, David, as always.
Thank you. I mean, it was a tough hill to climb, but let's talk about the quarter in the past first, because I know you had some fare sales to stimulate some traffic, but you got to be fairly pleased with the numbers overall.
I'm very pleased. I thought it was a wonderful rebound from the first half that was softer, and for a couple of reasons, but I thought our folks did a great job. And, we're battling higher fuel prices, and despite that, you already pointed out we had record revenues, but we also had record earnings per share, so that's always a good thing. And we've got lots of cash and great plans for the future. So yeah, I feel really good.
But right now, of course, it's the future that Wall Street's trying to handicap, and they're worried about a global slowdown or a trade war with China. In your case, they're looking at the operating expenses going up over 7% and say, gee, I thought, you've got this new equipment, these fuel-efficient airplanes that have come out, you've hedged your fuel. Why are operating expenses going up so much?
Well, and that is a great question. So we are mainly focused right now on the fourth quarter, and the fourth quarter outlook is quite good. We're looking at strong revenue momentum going in and really solid cost controls in the fourth quarter. We're looking a little bit higher fuel prices year over year, but all in all, we're set up for an increase this year in the fourth quarter versus a year ago. So that's good news. We've got an early read on next year's plan, and the revenue environment looks even better for us in 2019. And the early indication on cost is that our cost, except for fuel, would be up no less than 3%. And I'm not satisfied with that, and I can't expect that anybody else would be. But to your point, we have made significant investments in technology, which are revenue producing primarily in terms of a new reservation system. It doesn't really have anything to do with generating lower cost. And we've been investing in airports, and we've been investing in new airplanes. And so, yes, we do have some cost pressure, and what we need is to drive more efficiency to offset some of that inflation, and that will be our top priority, for 2019 and beyond.
But it sounds like these ought to be non-recurring costs. I don't know why Wall Street would punish your stock as much as they did after the earnings report.
The other thing that, David, I would want to make clear is that our plan for next year is to sustain the industry-leading profit margins that we currently have, as well as returns on capital. So we're not looking at a poor year next year at all, quite the opposite. We're very, very enthused about the outlook for 2019. It's just that we'll have more cost inflation than we would like, and what we need to do is just create an operation that is more efficient. And we've had as I've described, we've had an inefficient schedule in terms of our productivity since last fall. And we're making changes, but the costs aren't coming off as quickly as I would like. And I think that will be our focus going forward.
You always seem to have some Herculean effort underway, whether it's, integrating a merger, or starting a fistful of new cities in a small period, or opening up Love Field. This time around, it's Hawaii that's coming up, and everybody thinks about, the great things about Hawaii and, flying Southwest there. But I guess for you, it's got to be a lot of expense. I mean, you've got facilities, you've got, marketing and advertising, you've got to hire people, you've had the equipment. Is that going to be a drag on earnings initially?
Well, I do think that's part of the cost pressure that we're seeing right now and next year is there is technology required because the flying is different because of the extensive overwater nature of it. There's extra training for our pilots and for our mechanics. And so, yes, those will be startup expenses, and those will mitigate as time goes by. But a lot of the investments, you know, that I was ticking off there earlier are investments for the future. And as we continue to grow the airline on a unit basis, those costs will come down. So they're fixed in nature, and we just haven't quite grown into them yet. So some of those are planned, but the main thing we need to work on is just make it a more efficient schedule for our employees to operate, so we don't have a lot of peaks in the schedule that require extra staffing, as an example. So we got a lot of opportunities to improve our efficiency, and we'll be pursuing those aggressively.
All right. What about close to home? You're adding, what is it? Somehow you squeezed 15 additional flights a day into Love Field. Is that how's that going?
Well, and that's a perfect example where people can imagine that there is a building, there are runways, that those aren't variable, and the more flights we can put into the airport, the lower cost each flight will be. So there are times during the day that have some gaps, as we have had the Wright Amendment repeal go into effect 4 years ago. And we'll be putting flights in those time slots. If you think about first thing in the morning, there's really no room for any additional flight activity then. So there'll be 15 flights that are feathered in throughout the day, and we're staffing for that. And I look forward to those additional flights coming online in January.
And the ongoing battle with the city and Delta for the gate use, anything new there?
That is a great way to describe it. It is ongoing, and I don't know that there's anything new to report there, other than we're as determined as ever to make sure that we get full utilization of the assets that we're paying for.
Gary Kelly is the CEO of Southwest Airlines. Always good to have you with us, sir.
It's always terrific to be with you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.